Kings, the third chapter. First Kings, the third chapter. I had one aspect of word that God spoke to me about, but then God flipped on me. Has any preacher God ever flipped on you? You had one thing you wanted to say, but then God says, I have something else for you to say. So I want to sort of break this down to you all. I don't know exactly who I'm going to preach to on tonight, but look at your neighbor and tell him, I hope he has a word for me. Amen. We bless the Lord for the word of God, for the word of God is rich. And if you don't have this word in your life, you're really missing something. You're really missing power. Amen. First Kings, the third chapter. Amen. And let's drop down to the 16th verse. The 16th verse. Then came there two women that were harlots. Now that should wake you up right there. Unto the king and stood before him. And the woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. She rolled over it and crushed the poor child. And she arose at midnight, took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. What a exchange that was not even. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Sound almost like a Jerry Springer thing going on, doesn't it? Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it neither be mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered, said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. She is the mother thereof. Look at your neighbor and tell them, tell the real story. Turn around and look at somebody else in the eyeballs and tell them, tell the real story. Yeah, somebody didn't get it yet. Look around and just point at somebody who's looking at you and tell them, just say, tell the real story. I love this story because God is always brings what we think that's in the yesteryear, he brings it and relates it to where we are right now. And where we are right now, if I could open up everybody's testimony, some of us are sitting here with some situations and some issues that only God can take care of. We've taken it to man, we've taken it to our psychiatrist, we've taken it to our therapist, we've taken it to so many people, but God says, now it's time to bring it to me. And what I love about this story is that God used a man to intercede for two people that were dealing with a situation. And one thing I love about Solomon, though we peg Solomon as a man who had too many women, the fact is that he did have wisdom. He didn't pray for the women. The women just showed up because he needed an affinity. In other words, it wasn't that he was so vivacious. It was that he married for a reason. Oh, y'all, some of y'all didn't know that. When the first verse says affinity, in other words, it says that affinity means that he married so he could get some money. so he could have some land, so he could have entrance into another country. Well, some of y'all are sitting here now, you married somebody because you thought they had money. You thought their family had money, but they didn't have anything. Everything they were riding and everything they was driving was from Rent-A-Center. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. The gold looked like gold until sweat hit it. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. And it had green around their wrists, green in their ear. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. So the fact is that Solomon was a wise man. When he took over the throne, the Bible says that he prayed and God gave him the wisdom that he needed in order to govern these new people that God had entrusted him with. And we as preachers in this day and time, we need to make sure we have the right knowledge in order to deal with the people of God. Can I get a witness in the building? You got to make sure you stay under good people like the Roberts that will lead and guide you, not according to their flesh, but according to the word of God. You got to be very careful because there's a lot of churches set up in Buford and they're set up wrong. They have a terrible foundation. Y'all ain't, I ain't calling no names, but the fact is that you can see how some people live on your job. And they say they name the name of Christ, but their lifestyle doesn't line up. I wish I could get a holiness church in here. Their life doesn't line up with the word of God. But the Bible lets me know in 1 Kings, the third chapter, that though Solomon had an issue, that's not how he started out. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you in a bad situation, but you didn't start off like that. When you started off being saved and when you started off clapping your hands for the Lord, you were able to come against some things that tried to come against you. But look at some of us now. We're so fat and happy in the gospel. Some of us need to fast. Look at your neighbor and tell them, when the last time you laid your plate down? Can I get a witness in the building? That's why the devil is wearing some of us out, because we don't fast and pray. We don't spend time with the Lord. We wait till we get to church to have them drop something in our spirit. But why can't you get something when you're in the bathroom or when you're standing behind a stove or when you're driving your car? There's an anointing. I wish I could get a witness right here. I know it's a little warm in here, bless the name of the Lord, but it's nowhere compared to what some of you are going through right now. Some of you are in some fiery trials and tribulations right now, and you're worrying about this heat. Don't worry about that. God has a way to be able to cool some things down in your spiritual life. Can I get a witness in the building? Shake somebody by the hand and tell them, oh, we're going to get through this together. Yes, we are. I know we're a little tired, hallelujah, and I'm going to try to move along as quick as I can, but I want somebody to realize that before you walk out of here, that the anointing of God is going to drop in this place, and the power of God is going to change some things. Look, I feel the flavor of what God wants to do here at Love House, and you can't be so pious and so mighty that you can't allow the anointing of God to affect you. Lord, have mercy. Right in the middle of service, I wish I could get somebody that could give God a praise right in the middle. See, some of y'all are in the middle of some issues, in the middle of the situation, but you got to learn how to praise God right there in. Oh, I wish I could get a witness in the building. Oh, just check your row. See if you're on the right row. See if you next to somebody that knows that they're in the middle of something, but they go give God praise right in the middle of what you're dealing with. You need to smack the devil right in the face with a praise. Smack the devil right in the face with a prayer. Smack the devil right in the face with glory. Smack him. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I told the saints this morning to tell the devil, you ain't talking about nothing. Can I get a witness in the building? He telling you, you ain't going to be healed. You ain't going to be delivered. You need to look at him and say, you ain't talking about nothing. Oh, I wish somebody would wake up tomorrow morning, look in the mirror while you brushing your teeth and fixing your hair and putting your shoes on and putting your suit on and turn around and tell the devil, I hear you talking, but you ain't talking about nothing. Oh, I wish I could get a witness in the building. Look at your neighbor. I told the story behind that, but the crux of the matter is some of y'all need to look at a neighbor and just look at him and tell him, you're going to tell the devil tomorrow morning, you ain't talking about nothing. nothing. Can I get a witness in the building? He's telling you, you ain't going to make it, and you ain't going to get through nothing, and you always going to be below and not above, that you always, you're not going to be blessed going in and coming out. You need to tell him, you ain't talking about nothing. Oh, y'all ain't mean enough. Y'all ain't mad. Oh, but you mean at everybody else. You mean mug people when they do you wrong, but you mean to tell me you can't mean mug the devil? You need to mean mug him in the spirit. Say, you ain't talking. Oh, can I get a witness in the building? You need to put that face on. Can I get a witness in the building? Look at your neighbor. Scam one time. Just grit at him. Grit at him and say, you ain't talking about nothing. Oh, I wish I had a witness in the house that'll give God a praise, that'll let the devil know you ain't talking about nothing. And then go ahead and give God a good praise in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! That's what I'm saying. He ain't talking about nothing. He come from nothing. Can I get a witness in the building? He came, he was created just like you and I. Ain't nothing special about him. Can I get a witness in the building? He, matter of fact, he fell hard. Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. Bless the name of the Lord. He had what you had. He had a praise. He had an, oh, I didn't mean to go there. He was there in the morning, the son of the cherubim. Lord have mercy. He was the, he had the seraphims, and he had the angels all around him giving God praise and worship. But one morning, Lord have mercy, the devil got a little beside himself, and he wasn't flashing like he used to. The barrels and the diamonds and the jewels that was in his heart wasn't lighting up one morning, and the Lord said, I can't have that. So he swept in Judy, a third of the demons. Lord have mercy. He swept out and sent them to the very pits of hell. And you got to realize that the devil has been at us ever since. He couldn't see what was going on, but God had a people that he was going to create. He started with the children of Israel. Then he came over to the Gentiles. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you ain't nothing but a Gentile. That's all you are. Yeah, I know you African American. I know you Irish. I know you Scottish. But you ain't nothing but a Gentile. And every Gentile ought to begin to praise God. Because if it wasn't for Jesus dying on the cross, grafting us in as a people of God, we wouldn't have victory right now. But I got victory. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what I got in my pocket. I got victory. Y'all, excuse me. Some of y'all New Life looking at me, telling me, what's wrong with him? Well, I got a new awakening. I got a new awakening of what God is about to do. Can I get a witness in the building? And if you don't want to go with me, I'll leave you behind right there, because I'm not laying aside. The Bible tells me to lay aside every weight. You don't want to go, I'll go by myself. Lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily. Oh, can I get a witness in the building? Oh, grab your neighbor by the arm and tell him, if you're too heavy, I'll drop you right now. If you don't want to run, I'm not dragging you. Bless the name of the Lord. If you don't want to go, if you're going to fight me, I'll leave you right there. Help me here, Holy Ghost. So the Bible says that Solomon started off right. He prayed right. He asked God for wisdom, and he didn't ask for riches because he had everything. So the Bible says that as soon as he got finished praying, it wasn't that he was called to counsel, or he wasn't called to handle a great affair of the children of Israel, but what shows up in front of him after his great prayer of wisdom was two harlots. Lord, have mercy. Oh, I know y'all don't like to talk about that. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, because you think harlots are just streetwalkers. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Oh, harlots just ain't streetwalkers. You got $1,000 harlots. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You got call girls that make all kind of money. Oh, I know y'all don't like talking about that, but they need to be saved too. Can I get a witness in the building? They need Jesus too, because if they got that much wisdom to be able to get money out of a man, Lord have mercy. God can use them to get sin out of somebody. Can I get a witness? Oh, see, that's what's wrong with some of us right now, because we forgot what sin we were in. Oh, I wish I could get a witness in the building. You forgot what you were saved from. Oh, just look at your neighbor and tell him, oh, you ain't no better than a harlot when you were out there. Can I get a witness? You was a drugger, you was a winehead, you was a crackhead, you was a liar, you was a and the Bible says, and such were some of you. But now y'all are cute now. Bless the name of the Lord. Some of y'all still hustling in the church. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Still doing all kind of crazy stuff in the church. But where my real saved folk at? When the devil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. Where the folk that know how to say no to sin? Can I get a witness in the building? High five somebody and tell them, I know how to say no. Yes, I do. So the Bible says they were harlots. In other words, they were making money. And bless the name of the Lord. Isn't that something? They were making money. They were harlots. They were making money. And in other words, unlike in the church where you're giving it up for free, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. It's kind of quiet right now. Giving it up for a happy meal, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. For a dinner date, I can't help. Now, y'all ain't gonna pray with me. Giving it up for a ride in a convertible, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Giving it up just because they were talking about how good you look and how much bounce to the ounce you got, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. At least these hollers were making money. Lord, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. They were living up in the king's house. I know I'm getting some of y'all a little antsy here, but that's all right. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Amen. It's in the Bible. Amen. So the fact is that you got to be very careful, hallelujah, while you're in the house of God, because sin will come in the house of God to find out who has an opening. Lord have mercy. Look at your neighbor and tell them, time to close shop. Yes, Lord, time to close shop. You got your spirit open to any kind of thing, and you got to be very careful who you talk to and who you speak your secrets to, because they will try to use it as an advantage over your life. I can't get no help in here. If you're gonna fall, Lord have mercy, make sure when you fall and you get back up, that you don't tell nobody about your issue that's gonna preach about it behind the pulpit. Y'all ain't saying now that's going to put your name out there. I wish I can get a witness in a bit. Look at your neighbor and tell him, be careful who you fall in front of. I'm not advocating falling, but be very careful, because you'll stain your integrity. You'll stain your character. Can I get a witness in the building? You got to be very careful, because all the devil wants to do is accuse you, and sometimes he's lying. Can I get a witness in the building? But sometimes he's telling the truth. I can't get no help in here. I wish you high five somebody and tell him, let's make the devil a liar on everything. So the Bible says that these two harlots, and it's amazing how they were able to go to the king. In other words, I don't know if the king was a man that had a passion for this type of lifestyle, but the Bible says they were able to come up to him and talk to him, and they were able to speak to him about their problem, about their issue. So the Bible says that these two harlots walked up to the king. One wasn't saying nothing, but the other one was telling her story. Can I get a witness in the building? You got people that will tell their story, and they won't leave out not one thing. You better be careful who you hang out with. Lord have mercy, because you mess around with somebody that's going to tell the story, they'll tell everything about you, but they ain't going to say nothing about them. Am I right about it? But this woman told the story. She began to tell the king, look, me and this woman were in the same house. Y'all gonna see the picture. We were in the same house. We were in the same house, and both of us were pregnant. Both of us were with child. Both of us were expecting. One thing about this story here, though they were a harlot, they were able to make a baby. You got to be very careful to let the devil think that you can't birth nothing. Lord have mercy. He can't use your past to keep you from birthing something. And never walk around here as if you are going to be barren for the rest of your life. There's a ministry that God wants to birth out of you. And one thing, the devil will try to hold your past over you. But one thing I know about the Lord, when you come to the Lord, he forgets those things which are behind, and we press towards the mark. So understand this, that they were able to come to the king, and they came to the king because somebody was experiencing an issue. And let me tell you something before I finish today. I want you to put in your mind that we're going to the king before it's all over with. Just holler down your neighbor and tell him, we're going to the king. before it's all over with. Oh, yeah, we're going to the king before it's all over with. Oh, yes, sir. Look at your neighbor, grab him, and say, I'm going to take you to the king. Yeah, because I know you got a story to tell. I know you got a story to tell. Help me here, Holy Ghost. I got to hurry up. I know you got a story to tell. Oh, some of y'all are a little scared, but just grab on your neighbor a little bit. They ain't going to hit you. They ain't going to smack you on the head. But tell them, we're going to the king, because I know you got to tell your story. I must tell Jesus, Lord, have mercy. I got to tell him all about it. So the Bible says that this woman came up to the king and said, look here, we were both pregnant, and I delivered in the same house with her. 3 days later, she delivered. Lord, it's just like people in the church. Everybody's getting delivered all over the building. Oh, just look down to row. You got folk that are delivered. They're delivered from all kinds of situations, delivered from all types of scenarios. So the Lord is saying today, yeah, somebody may have gotten saved before you did, but that's all right. You might have got saved later on, but God has no respecter of person. He will do for one just as he will do for the other. So the Bible says that this woman, both of them, came up to the king, and the king looks and he listens. So this woman is telling her story. She says, look, we were delivered in the same house. And look how she tells the story. She said, we were both in the house with our baby, and we were taking care of our baby. Isn't that something? In the same house, taking care of the baby. In the same house, taking care of ministry. Your ministry may be singing. Your ministry may be ushering. Your ministry may be deaconing. But we're in the same house. Lord, have mercy. Hope I ain't going too fast for y'all. But I watch YouTube every now and then, Facebook, and I know he preaches a lot faster than I do, so y'all should be able to keep up. In the same house, look at your neighbor, tell him, we're in the same house. We're in the same house. You got what you got going, and I got what I'm got going, but we're in the same house handling the baby. But sometimes in the same house, we get a little tired. Look at your neighbor and tell him we get a little tired. Yes, we do. Oh, be real. Pastor Roberts, they ain't going to beat you, but I know the way they work them. Lord, have mercy. I see the little kids when I'm riding past, and they got about 1,000 kids out there, and I see some of the people out there, they just kind of standing there like in a zone. Lord, have mercy. Tired. Lord, can I get a witness in the building? You got you at the bowling alley late at night. Lord, have mercy. Got my man cooking and bringing out the pizza. He cook it and bring it out. I look at his eyes. He just looked tired. Lord, have mercy. You can be tired in ministry. Can I get a witness in the building? Look at your neighbor and tell him, I know you're tired. I know you. See, that's what some of us, we're not real in ministry, but tell the story. Even the apostle gets tired. Apostolette gets tired. Everybody gets tired. Look at your neighbor, tell him, I'm tired of you. No, don't tell him that. Don't tell him. Don't. You might be sitting next to the wrong person who you live with, so don't tell him that. Don't look at him and say that. But I'm tired. Everybody gets tired. But you've got to know how to respond when tiredness sets in. Because many of us, when we're tired, we don't want to be bothered with anybody. And the worst comes out of a lot of us when we're tired. Am I right about it? Oh, shake somebody by the hand and tell him he's talking about you. Yes, he is. Because some of us, the worst comes out of us when we're tired. I wish I could get a witness in the building. Tell the story. Just tell the story. You don't feel like being bothered? Amen. You don't want to be bothered. You don't look here, children, go in your room. And some of y'all lock your door so they can't even, they stay out there just turning the knob. Mama! Am I right about it? Mama! Daddy! They just shaking the knob. And you laying in there ain't saying nothing. Because they ain't talking about nothing. They don't want nothing. Bother me about nothing. So the Bible says that this woman's telling the story. And the woman says, look, we were in the same house, had the babies together. We were taking care of our babies together. And she said that woman, now I don't know how she was able to tell this, but she said that woman had her baby and she overlaid it. In other words, she laid over it. She held the baby and in essence fell asleep with the baby. And how many mothers ever fell asleep with your baby? Lord have mercy. Me with my son, I fell asleep with him one time. I'm telling the story. Fell asleep with him one time. Well, he's 4 years old. Y'all can't call child services anyway, so I ain't worried about that. But he was on my chest, and I felt myself turn. And when I turned, I felt something slide off my chest. But because I'm athletic, I caught dude just like that. Y'all seen that video that they playing now where the little kid runs across his father? And his father, he does all this, but he holds on to the child. See, when you got something precious, you ain't going to drop it. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, that's a powerful one right there. Some of y'all just went right over your head. But when you got something real, when you got treasure in these earthen vessels, you're very careful that you won't crush it. Lord, have mercy. But the woman got so tired that she was holding that baby. And instead of putting the baby to the side, she held on to it. And she rolled over on the baby and overlaid it, crushed the life out of the baby. Pastor, this is good for us, that when we see some of our members that are stressed out, that are so overloaded, we've got to be able to help them not crush what we've entrusted them to take care of. Lord, have mercy. I wish I could get a witness in the building. That's why one reason I cut Bible study during the summertime, so folk can have some rest. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. That's why we don't have a whole lot of services. Because, you know, they're going to sin if you have it. They're going to sin if you don't have it. It don't make a difference. You can revival them. You can revival them all year long, but they still going to have some issues. Am I right about it? So you got to give people some rest. Amen. I know some of my members looking at me right now talking about when I'm going to get my rest. Amen. Take your rest. Sleep on. Just wake up tomorrow. And sometimes ministry are just like children. They need care. You need to take care of them. It's like 24/7. It's like you're always having to do something to ministry in order to keep ministry going. But people get tired. We are in these human bodies, and these bodies get tired. I encourage you, Pastor and First Lady, don't allow ministry to be so stressed that you end up crushing what God has given you treasure to hold on to. You got to know sometime when to step away and put people in charge that has the same mentality that you had. Because I don't want to see what God has put inside of you and you, because of tiredness, because of stress, you crush it. Oh, I wish I could get a witness in the building. Take time. Amen. And I may be preaching to the choir, but take time to wine and dine her and make sure it's not the real wine. Just wine. Well, I don't know. Whatever y'all do. Saints are just different now. You know, when you didn't drink wine and now they're drinking wine, and you know, I just have a little red wine for my heart, and when I have wine for my dinner, this is my lovely wife. My lovely wife. I'm gonna say this. When we were in Winston-Salem, and she probably told you so. We were in Winston-Salem, and some people had taken us to this private club, and we eventually joined it. That's when we had money, y'all. We joined it, but so they were wining and dining us, and there was 8 wine glasses on the table apiece, 8 for me and 8 for Judy, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of water to be drinking out of 8 glasses. So the people told us that this was wine tasting night. So I'm like, well, I'm a pastor of a prominent church in Winston-Salem. I won't have any. So I just turned mine over. So the man went to reach for Judy. Judy's like, no, just leave mine alone. I ain't lying. I'm telling the story. She said, leave mine alone. I hunched her. I said, dear, we're pastors, we can't be. She said, uh-uh. She said, this free? I said, I done married a wino. She tried all of them. I said, wow, I'm going to have to carry you out of here tonight. She said, look, I've been stressed out. I just need to unwind just a little bit. Woo. See, look at the pastor clapping. I'm let me keep preaching. What you do in your house, you just keep it. The Bible says, Jesus said, I will not drink it until I drink it anew in my Father's kingdom. So I can wait until I get there to have my cup of wine. Amen. Because I know me, and I may not stop. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I may be like this. On Sunday morning, talking about, ain't that Pastor Russell? Ain't he supposed to be at church? And I'm preaching on the corner. Had new life coming by. I'm like, get in this car, Pastor. But all of us have to be very careful when God calls us into a work, because we can get tired. And you can do more harm to the ministry than good if you hold on to it without taking a rest. No, not walk away, but just take a rest. I just need a couple days. I'm not leaving the church. I'm not leaving the ministry, but I just need to take a rest. Am I right about it? Look at your neighbor and tell him, just take a rest. Just take a rest. So the Bible says that she kept telling the story. I got to move on here. She kept telling the story. And she says, look, I had my baby, but I evidently she must have laid her baby to the side. She was tired, but she had enough strength, God help me here, to lay her baby to the side. And when she laid her baby to the side, what does the devil do? The devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And what that woman did when she realized that her child was crushed, she looked over at a living child, a child that was unattended, somebody that was not taking care of it, and she went and she not only took that child, but she took her dead child and laid it in the woman's arms. Lord have mercy. Laid it in the woman's arms and stole her child. Oh, God, help me here, Holy Ghost. Laid a dead issue in her arms, took her ministry, and kept on walking. Lord have mercy. Went back to her bed and tried to give her child, which didn't belong to her, Lord have mercy, tried to give her help. But the fact is that woman who had laid her child to the side eventually would wake up. Lord have mercy. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's time to wake up. I know you've been resting, and I know you've been trying to lay that ministry to the side, but once in a while that ministry is calling your name. Can I get a witness in the building? When you got a real baby that's once they mama or their daddy, it matters not where you are in that house, that when you hear that child, am I right about it? I remember when 3D first came home, and Lord, we couldn't have sleep because anytime he coughed or anytime he moved around in his bed, we were very attentive. Lord have mercy. Isn't that like fresh ministry in people's lives? When ministry comes into you of a freshness, you're very attentive to it. When you first join a church, Lord have mercy, you're there. Every time the door opens and you giving God praise, and we don't have to worry about you, but eventually we get tired. That's because we don't renew our strength on a daily basis. So the Bible says that the woman wakes up. This is what she's telling the story. She says, I wake up and look in my arms and I see a baby. Lord have mercy. And she tried to give that baby suck. In other words, she tried tried to give sustenance to a dead issue. Can I help somebody here tonight? Some of y'all got some dead issues in your arms right now, and you're trying to give it life. You're trying to make it live, but that issue has died. You need to forget that and don't worry about it anymore. You're trying to give life to something that's not going to live anymore. You're trying to give life to a relationship. If he don't want you, that's all right. Somebody will want you. Can I get a witness in the building? If God is for you, he's more than the world. The devil is more than the world against you. Help me here, Holy Ghost. So the Bible says that she tried to give that child suck. In other words, she tried to give that child life. And then when she realized that child wasn't responding, have you ever praised God and your praise wasn't doing nothing for you? Have you ever clapped your hands and it wasn't doing nothing for you? That means that God is saying, you got to get a new praise. You got to get a new worship. You got to get a new anointing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That means holler, Lord, have mercy. You got to holler. Look at your neighbor and tell him, holler, I'm just about there. Matter of fact, I'm on my way, Malcolm, because some folk getting tired, and I got to hurry up and finish here, because some of y'all are going to walk out of here with a dead issue. But look at your neighbor and tell him it's time to give up that dead issue. No matter how bad it has been for you in your life, I hear the Lord saying it's time to give up that dead issue. Shake somebody by the hand, shake it all the way to the floor, and say the Lord will pick you up right from there and give you something brand new. Can I get a witness in the building? Hallelujah. Stop dealing with that dead issue on your job, dead issue in your house. Lord, I preach this morning, let's settle it once and for all. And you got to realize that when the Lord has brought things to your life, you got to settle it once and for all. You got to stop dealing with it. Stop going back to it. Stop backsliding. Once the Lord has delivered you, help me here, Holy Ghost. You got to realize once the Lord has delivered you, I didn't say that strong enough. Once the Lord has delivered you, you can't go back to it. Can I get a witness in the building? Pull on your neighbor. I know I've been bothering you a little bit, but pull on your neighbor and tell him I'm pulling you out of it. Yes, I am. Just pull. I know you're talking about get your clammy hands off of me, but blessed be the name of the Lord. These hands sometime are the ones that's going to rescue you. These are the hands sometime that's going to deliver you. So the Bible says that the woman was standing there, and the whole time you got to realize that woman that she was talking about was standing there with her child. And I'm here to let somebody know that the devil has stole your joy. The devil has stole your ministry. The devil has stole everything from you, but he hasn't killed it yet. There's a comma there. It's time for you to gird up your loins and begin to fight to get it back. Can I get a witness in the building? Is it worth fighting to get it back? So the Bible says that there the woman was standing there, and the Bible says as she began to give suck, the light came on. And I want to tell somebody tonight, the light is on. The light, the day star has arisen in your heart, and you should be able to see what's going on. And when she looked down, she realized, this ain't my child. See, what the devil will do, he'll try to give you something superficial. He'll try to give you something fake. He'll give you something that's not genuine. But when the Lord gives you a genuine praise, you just don't praise him when you got money. You praise him when you don't have anything. You praise him when things aren't going well for you. I'm there, Malcolm. Things aren't going well for you. You got to go ahead and give God praise. I'm talking about a genuine praise. Can I get a witness in the building? Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm looking for a genuine praise. A praise, bless the name of the Lord. I know it's a little warm in here because I'm a little warm myself. But blessed be the name of the Lord. I still got joy. Hallelujah. Because when you go outside, it's a little warmer outside. And I can go outside and praise God. Hallelujah. I was riding around in my wife's car and the AC wasn't working. Her and Sister Kennedy were riding around and the AC went out. And Judy said, look here, we riding around and there's no AC in the car. But blessed be the name of the Lord, I still heard Sister Kennedy in the back giving God some glory. Hallelujah. She wasn't complaining, talking about it's hot in here. Why, Pastor ain't got this AC fixed? You got to learn how to praise God even when things ain't going right. I know sometime in the bowling alley when you were trying to get everything right, when you felt like throwing in the bowling balls, throwing in the pins, y'all ain't saying nothing to me, throwing in the shoes. Hallelujah. But you got to realize that if God gave gave it to you. Help me here, Holy Ghost. You're going to praise God in the midst of it. Come on, somebody help me here. So the Bible says that the woman looked over at her child, and hallelujah, she wanted her child back. She wanted another chance. She wanted another opportunity. And am I talking good to anybody tonight? Do you want another chance? Do you want another opportunity? Yeah, you let the devil steal your praise. Yeah, you let the devil steal your joy. But how many want another chance? Want another opportunity? Come on, high five somebody and tell them, I want another chance. I want another chance at glory. I want another chance at giving him praise. I want another chance of being able to get on my knees and call power down. I want another chance. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that after she began to tell her story, she got down to the part where the king had to open up his mouth. Can I get a witness in the building? I expect after the story was told that the woman thought that the king would believe her and immediately give her the baby back. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes you got to do a little more to get back what you lost. Can I get a witness in the building? They say if you do the same thing, amen, over and over again, you'll get the same results. But sometimes you got to change some things. Can I get a witness in the building? When you used to say hallelujah, you got to say glory. When you used to say thank you, Jesus, you got to say praise the Lord. Can I get a witness in the building? Let me hear somebody say praise him. Praise the Lord. Let me hear you say glory. Somebody sitting next to you and they ain't saying nothing out of their mouth. But I declare tonight that if you lost anything, God says I'm going to give it back to you. Can I get a witness in the building? I'm going to give it back to you. I declare it tonight. Yeah, you lost it. You lost your vim, vigor, and vitality. Help me here, Holy Ghost. But God says I'm going to give it back to you tonight. Can I get a witness in the building? You done slowed down a little bit. But I hear the Lord saying if you pick up the pace, just pick up the pace a little bit. Can I get a witness in the building? I remember Marine Roberts. I remember, hallelujah, when we used to run in formation, hallelujah, and bless the Lord, I thank God for my new knees, bless the Lord, and we used to run in formation when I had good knees, and they used to say left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left, and then the drill instructor would be right beside you, and he'd be, oh, la, 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 la. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. See, every now and then, I would get tired of running, hallelujah, but I didn't know nothing about those songs until I got to Paris Island, and man, I'd be marching, and he'd go, left, right, right, left. Y'all need to go over there, and man, I tell you, and when he would say, all right, all right, left, man, I'd lean back, and I'd stretch my legs out, because it was something about that music coming out of his vocal cords that made me feel proud. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord. You need to have somebody next to you every now and then when you get a little tired and when you get a little weary. Begin to holler, Lord, Lord, Lord. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You need somebody to say, glory, glory, glory. Oh, God, I hear the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name, bless his name. Can I get a witness in the building? Then you got to pick up the pace. Lord, have mercy. Can I get a witness and pick up the pace? So I'm just about done. So the woman was standing there, and there was that lady over there with her baby, just probably holding her baby like this. Talking about, yeah, look at it, I got him. And that's what the devil doing some of y'all. Yeah, I got your future. Yeah, look at it. Uh-huh, yeah, you had one night of pleasure and you lost everything, but look at it. I still got it. Uh-huh, I ain't killed it yet. I ain't destroyed it yet. Oh, y'all, I know I'm talking good to somebody. Oh, yeah, he's standing right there. I'm talking about, yeah, you had a praise. Oh, you was just bucking, but where's it at now? I got it now. Yeah, you used to clap your hands, but I got it now. Yeah, you used to say hallelujah, but look. Yeah, the devil teasing some of y'all. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. The devil teasing some of y'all. He ain't even saying nothing, but it's your ministry making all the noise. Ministry saying, come get me. I'm in the wrong hands.
I need you back, Lord. I mean, I wish I see some of y'all ain't bad enough, but if you got your ministry somewhere, tell me I need you back. Your ministry saying, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on and get me. Can I get a witness in me? I wish I could get a witness in me. I hear somebody in ministry say, I need you. I need you. Oh, we used to have some good times together. Late in the midnight. That's your ministry talking to you. Late in the midnight hour when you were all by yourself. You and I used to have some good time. Good time. Good time. Can I get a witness in the building? When there wasn't no music around. I used to nudge you. Yes, I did. I nudge you. I say, psst, get up. Oh, y'all ain't say, I wish I, your minister say, get up, get up. Oh, y'all ain't say, I wish I could get a witness in the building. But now you got the wrong person nudging you. Tell them, get up, and you roll right over. But I hear your minister saying, get up, call my name. Oh, ooh, bless the Lord. She said, I'm going to take it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. They bless the Lord. That wasn't even in my notes, bless the Lord. But she said, I'm going to take it. Now, I don't know if she took it because she got tired of hearing me say, come get it. But she got her ministry back. Lord have mercy. She got her ministry back. And I got mine back. Hallelujah. Can I say a word? No, give that to her. Give that to her. You keep it. You wash it and you keep it. You wash it and keep it. Because you got up on the anointing that God wants to give you. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Oh, I know it's time to go, but I feel the Holy Ghost in here. See, some of y'all, oh, bless the Lord. See, he that is able to keep you from falling, bless the Lord, and to present you faultless before the presence of his coming. So y'all thought I was going down, but see, he's able to keep me. Lord, you thought I was going down, but I ain't going down. Lord, look at your neighbor, tell him I ain't going out like that. Oh, can I get a, oh, you remember I preached about that a few Sundays ago. Yes, sir, though a righteous man falleth seven times. But see, I done stepped off of this before. And now I got muscle memory. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Oh, can I get a witness in the building? See, that's where the church of Ephesians said, remember from where thou hast fallen from. In other words, you got to have fall memory. You got to remember how you failed last time. And you got to remember you can't let the devil trick you this time. Don't let the devil trick you this time. You keep that towel. You wash it. And every time the devil says, look, I'm coming to get it, you fight and say, no, I ain't, uh-uh. Matter of fact, come in for a minute. Come in, hallelujah, come in. Frederica, come in. I know you're tired. I know you've been working. But bless the name of the Lord. I want you to give God praise for what God is about to do for her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, sir. Give God praise. Give God praise because there's more out there like her. Girl got a story, but that's all right. Her story's about to change. Oh, God. I hear the Holy Ghost. I hear the Holy Ghost. I hear the story's about to change. Look at your neighbor telling my story's about to change. My story. I feel a glory praise in here. I feel a glory because some of y'all are praising God and you haven't even got it back yet. But you see it in the horizon. You see your future and you hear it calling you. Oh, Baba Shandia. Glory. You hear it. Look at your neighbor telling me, hunch him, say, I hear it. I hear it calling me. I hear it calling me. Yeah, I done lost some things, but I hear it calling me. The devil tried to destroy it. The devil tried to kill it. But I kept my mind on where God was carrying me and where God was taking me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 I don't know what you're dealing with, honey, but glory. Glory! 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 Oh, God, that's a preserving. That's a preservation. That's a preservation anointing. That's a preservation anointing. God is preserving her. Oh, by Shandia. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, grab your neighbor. Tell her, we're going to the king. We're going to the king. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Come on, grab him by the hand and tell him, we're going to the king. Because the king going to straighten this out. The king going to fix this. The king is going to turn this around. Who is the king? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is the king? The Lord mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go to the king. Let's go to the king. Hallelujah. 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 That's it. That's it. That's it. She shall never ever be the same again. I don't even know what about her, who about her, when about her, but she shall never. Oh! Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Zion. Come on, Zion. There's some glory in here. There's some glory in this house. There's some glory in this house. You want to get from where you are to go where you got to go? You got to open up your mouth and lift your hands up and say, come on, we're going to the king. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Malcolm. Glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. That woman standing there with a gift that don't belong to her. That other woman realized, look, I had labor pains. I gave birth to that child. I stayed up with that child. That child has my milk in it. Lord, have mercy. You got to realize your ministry has your milk in it. It has your praise in it. It has your glory, oh God. It has your righteousness in it. You can't let the devil have it. You can't let him hold on to it. You can't let him keep it. Lord, have mercy. So they took it to the king. So the king is standing there, and he heard the story. And he said, bring me a sword. He said, I know what I'll do. He said, I'll divide the child. I'll give one half to the one and the other half to the other. Bless the name of the Lord. See, one thing about the devil, he don't care how you get it back. He don't care if you get it back messed up. He don't care if you get it back raggedy. He don't care if you get it back with life. He just don't care. But somebody who cares about their ministry, they say, Lord, if I can't have it back the right way, that's all right. Just go ahead and keep it. Because I serve a God that's bad enough. I serve a God that's strong enough that can create in me a new thing. Can I get a witness in the building? And that's for some of you all right now, that God says, I'll behold, I do a new thing in you. Can I get a witness in the building? That's for some of you, but most of you, tonight you want what God gave you in the beginning. You want it back tonight. I want you to slap somebody on the back and tell them, I get it back tonight. I get my joy back tonight. I get my praise back tonight. I get my glory back tonight. I get my direction back tonight. I get my focus back tonight. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. I wish I had some fighters in here. I wish I had some warriors in here that don't mind throwing it up. Throwing up your fight war. Throwing up your fight. Throwing up your holler. So the Bible says that the Lord instructed the king to say this, I will cut the child in half. But the woman who loved that child, the woman said, look, she can have it. I don't want my child coming back like that. Hallelujah. And the king realized who the real mother was. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was just a ploy by the king. I don't believe the king would have cut that child in half. Hallelujah, because he was a righteous king. He was a king that just prayed to God and ask God for wisdom. Can I get a witness in the house? That's what's going through right now. The Lord is attempting to test your love, because he can't be tempted with evil, but he's about to test your love. He wants to see how bad do you really want it? How bad do you want the glory? How bad do you want the victory? Can I get a witness in the house? You got to realize that God, if you don't give it back to me, God God, I'll still praise you. God, I'll still give you glory. God, I'll still lift your name up. God, I'll still witness. God, I'll still tell people about the glory. Can I get a witness in the building? If he don't give it back to you, will you be mad and upset? If he don't give it back to you, will you still hold on till the Lord makes a change in your life? Will you still hold on? Will you still keep praying if the Lord don't give it back to you? Will you still give God a hallelujah if you don't get it back? Will you still give praise? Will you still keep running the church? Will you still keep singing on the choir? Will you still keep ushering if the Lord don't give it back to you? Will you still work for the pastor? Will you still do things if the Lord don't give it back to you? Will you still praise God if you're still sick in your body? Will you still give God praise if you're still struggling with the issue? Will you still lift his name up when you're down and out and can't feel your way through? Will you still give him praise? But I heard the Bible say that if I make my bed in hell, the Lord said I'll be right there with you. I'm going through hell right now, but that's all right. The Lord says I'm right there. I'm right there with you. Can I get a witness in the building? Is the Lord still with you? Hallelujah. Oh, bless. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Because I may get down there one more time, and I'm going to need your help. Hallelujah. It don't make no difference if you feel like you're high and lifted up. Ooh, that's slippery. That's slippery. That's slippery. But that's all right. See what happened when I got up here? That's why David said, I almost slipped. He said, I almost, oh, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Some of y'all looking around right now, I almost slipped. I'm so glad that the person who told me not to stand in the chair is not here tonight. But I almost slipped. But look at what's happening, baby. You almost slipped. But look at the support that's behind me. Look at somebody and tell them, I got your back. Look at them and tell them, I got your back. I got your back. Okay, look at somebody and tell them, I got your back. You might be trying to slip, but I got your back. And you know what? You were right there in front of me. And you weren't going to let me fall. Okay, were you? Wasn't going to let me fall. He ain't going to let you fall. Because sometimes we try to find our footing. And sometimes the things that we step on are a little slippery. But the Lord says it's still for you. Because sometimes you got to grip yourself. Lord, have mercy. That's what the devil is trying to make you not realize, that you got grip. Huh? Can I get a witness in the building? That's what holding on is all about. Sometimes the storm is coming. But you got to hold on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy. Can I get a witness in the building? Look at your neighbor. Grab your neighbor. Tell him, we got to lean. We got to lean. Tell him, don't be mean. Just lean. Don't be a fiend. Just lean. And you wait a little while, the Lord will bring you some green. Tell your story. When you tell your story right, it's going to come out right. Man, that woman standing there saying, Lord, am I going to get that child back? Oh, God. So when the king says that that child belongs to her, can you imagine what that woman did? Can you imagine what she did when the king gave her the word? That's my child. King, you realize all of my story I just told you, and you giving me my joy back. I done told the story. I didn't leave nothing out. I was even a little messed up myself. I got a little tired myself with the ministry. Am I right about it? She told on her. See, that's what's wrong with some of us. We don't tell on our own selves. We'll tell on somebody else, but we ain't gonna tell on our own self. But look at what the king did. The king was standing there and said, give that lady her baby back. And see, when you really want your ministry, you ain't going to wait for her to walk over to pick it up. Oh, you too, you just too prim and prose for me. You just sashaying up. There you go. I know you all, but you ghetto. Can I get a witness in the building? Oh, you know, because y'all and all, you know, upper crust now. Give me that back. Let's try that again. Because you all upper crust and got a little money now, and you know, you got businesses and all that kind of carrying on, and you just going to sashay up. No, when you really want something, like you did with that bowling alley and this Piles program, go ghetto. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I wish I'd get a... This is what the devil stole from you. You need to come and get it. There you go. On the count of three, and I'm done. On the count of three, I feel an anointing in here. Woo, there's too many of y'all for me to lay hands on, but I hear the King saying, if you just run and grab your gift back, grab your ministry back, grab whatever the devil has stolen from you back and give God a praise after you get it back, the anointing is going to drop in this house. Are you ready? One, two, three, go grab it. Come on, y'all. Come on, I got it back. Come on, I got it back. Come on, you tell the devil I got it back. Give him a praise in here. Come on. Hallelujah. Hey, I got it back. Hallelujah. I got it back. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Some of y'all act like, oh, yeah, I got it back. But I wish somebody would just give me a good praise in here. Grab somebody by the hand and say, we got it back. Give God a good dance in here. Oh, hallelujah. I got it back. I got it back. I got it back. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. I know you're tired, but don't let the devil see you tired. That's it. That's it. Somebody is overjoyed that they got their joy back. Hallelujah, I got it back. 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 Got my joy back. Got it back. Got my peace back. Got it back. Got my anointing back. Got it back. Got my joy back. Got it back. Got my joy back. Got it back. Hallelujah. Somebody give God I got it back praise. Come on, I got it back praise. I got my sanity back. I got my mind back. I got my joy back. I got my righteousness back. I got it back. Got it back. Got it back. Somebody rear back in the small of their back and tell the devil you can't have it no more. Because you ain't talking about. I I hear the Lord, I hear him, I hear him, I hear him. I hear the Lord, I hear the Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, y'all. Oh, yeah, I hear him, I hear him. I hear him, I hear him, I hear him. I hear him, I hear him in the house. I hear him in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got to stop. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I feel an anointing. Somebody got to run back. Somebody got their run back. I dare to give God a good run right now because you got your run back. You used to run for him. I dare to give him a run right now. I tell you to give him a run. Give him a run. You used to run for him. You used to run for him. You used to run for him. Run for him. Yes, sir, you gotta run, you gotta run. You can't let that devil catch you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. All right, somebody read back in their back and tell the devil one more time, you not going to get this back because you ain't Hallelujah. Y'all take a seat. Y'all take a seat. Hallelujah. 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 How many feel renewed tonight? Hallelujah. 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 Somebody give him a resounding hand praise in here. Hallelujah. 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 Every man just wave the hand. Wave the hand. Wave the hand. Amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, I wish I could get a man to just praise him one time. One, two, three, get it. I wish I could just get a man. I wish I could get a man. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Come on, I wish I could get a man dancing here. Oh, I ain't gonna bother y'all. I ain't gonna bother you. But what God has for me, it ain't gonna come through man. Lord, have mercy. Oh, bless the Lord. Because where I'm going, oh, I see it, I see it, I see it. I'm preaching to myself too. I bless the Lord. Thank God. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I served the meal well. Amen. I hope I served this meal well. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to be a blessing before we leave here on tonight. And I purposed that I was going to do $50 tonight. And I preached so hard today that when I finished preaching, I didn't think I had nothing left to come here tonight. But they are something that's only happened twice in my ministry is that while I was preaching, a young man walked up and put $10 on the rostrum because of the word that I gave. The next thing I know, after I prophesied to him, it was money all over the table. And mind you, I don't get paid till Tuesday. And somebody messed around and threw a fifth Sunday. Somebody messed around with that calendar and threw a fifth Sunday to where it stretched your pay period. Oh, I ain't by myself. Come on now. Come on, where my VA people at? Waiting on the first. my state and county workers waiting on the first. don't leave the SSI folk out. If you're on SSI, wave your hand in the air. No, I'm just ain't nothing wrong with that. You work to get it, so get it. Judy had some money, but I was running low. Lord have mercy. And I did not know that blessing was going to come like that. But I thank God that I listened to the Lord. I was up half the night beseeching before God because I want the people of God to experience all of God, not just some of Him. I don't want them to just look at me as just some regular preacher or that's just Pastor Russell. I'm the oracle of God. And when I speak the word of God, not from myself, that you take it and hide it in your heart. God is recommitting my ministry. It's to Him first. And when I make it to Him first, He makes it to you first. And that's what God did. And when I finished, you know, I didn't know if it was me because, you know, I got a tight board up there at the church. And I didn't know if they was going to take it. I love that board. They tough now. They tough. I tell you, you ever seen when you ever get some change back from our church, the presidents are squinting. Because they done squeezed it so tight when they gave that back. I'm just kidding. But they said, no, that's yours, Pastor. Ooh, you talk about somebody beginning to praise God. Even the little kids, I laid that envelope on the altar that whoever gave that the Lord would bless them abundantly. It's on the altar at my house. Amen. And somebody had gave me money before I walked out the door. So I was able to take my little family. We were supposed to get something to eat. Isn't that a blessing? Because I thought I was going to have to give him Fruit Loops when we got home. But I laid it on the altar when I got home. And I said, God, I thank you. Because He will supply all your need. Oh, bless the Lord. See, the thing is that when you don't have to ask for it, God will make sure you get it. Because you're asking them, but you need to ask Him. And don't get jealous. Because when you start getting jealous and mad and upset, talking about, I don't believe they're getting blessed like that, then you cut your blessing off. Amen. So tonight I purposed, I said, you know, I took a little few dollars out of that because I wanted to bring it here. So it's like the priest, when they reached the flesh hook in and whatever they took out, that's belonged to them. So I reached in, pulled some out, but I shook some back down there. Oh, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm tripping there. Y'all pray for me. I said, not that much. Not that much. No, I'm just kidding. Woo. See, you see why I don't need no wine? Can you imagine if I was on? You see why I don't need none? If I'm like this with the Holy Ghost, can you imagine the other spirits? The Holy Spirit is enough for me. Can you imagine if I had spirits?